In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ Amen. Is in our midst. We might be a little weary of the fasting period, and we have set before us the cross, and we had the procession on Sunday. We have been chanting about it this evening, reminding us of the Lord's saving passion and the extreme humility of the Lord, that he came and suffered with us and was buried, and he even descended into Hades. This is the cross that destroys death, and the cross that casts out the demonic influences. And of course, in this time of fasting, just as in the Lord's time of fasting, there are demonic forces that want to get in the way of it. The devil tempted the Lord after his baptism when he was in the desert. But that same Holy Spirit that led the Lord into the desert is the same Holy Spirit that will lead us to the Lord and will protect us and will unite us to Christ, who has already won. And we are in this spirit taught to guard our mouth, and also, as we heard in the hymns, not to parade or announce our good works. And one of the things that Jesus said about doing good works in secret was that that God will reward us in secret. Well, that he will reward us openly. But in a way, I think we also have to try to understand that sometimes the openly is it can be a little bit secret to us as well. When we talk about the mysteries, the sacraments that are called the mysteries, the mysteria, we can't really see those things. We can't really understand what's happening to us when we partake of the body and the blood of Christ. We say what we're doing, but do we understand how God operates? We don't understand that. A person, no matter what age they receive baptism, it's a mystery. We don't understand how God becomes a man, how God has blessed the waters for our baptism, and how we become grafted onto life by partaking of that mystery. It's why it's called a mystery. And so a lot of the things that we do, we also have to understand that God is working in mysterious ways. When the Pharisee and the tax collector go to the temple, there's no visible change, there's no observable work of God, but it says that the one who said, "God, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner," was that he was the one who was righteous when he went home. We also sang in the hymns today that we should fast and wash our souls. When we wash, we present ourselves to God, who is the one who cleans. But I think our whole life, we really have to try to become more and more understanding of God's mystical work. And I think that also makes our prayers less and less vain. We're all aware of the Ten Commandments, and that one of them says not to take the Lord's name in vain. But it doesn't just mean don't say a curse word with God in it. It can also mean don't parade with your prayer. What we talk about the Pharisee and his prayer, in the church teaches that was blasphemy, that he said, "I thank you, God, that I'm not like the others." It sounded like a prayer, but he didn't mean it. That's blasphemy. That's taking the Lord's name in vain. And so I think if we look at ourselves very honestly, we would say, I'm unworthy of prayer, and it's only God who gives the true prayer. And so I think I just want my prayer to become more and more acceptable to God. So God works with us, and he helps us to pray in less vain ways. But we shouldn't think of ourselves as expert praying people, because prayer comes from God. The Holy Spirit is what prays in us with the ceaseless groanings that St. Paul says. So fasting, the purpose of fasting, once we turn it into something that I do waiting for a reward that's observable, now I've turned it less into, let me open up to God's mysteries. We can understand that God rewards openly, but we can't always understand how he does that. And that's the one that's secret even to us. So may he always help us to get a softer heart. And that was why we pray, and that's why we fast. It's so that we can open our hearts to God's influence. And the demonic forces will try to get in the way. They always do when you try to get close to God. If you don't feel, my spiritual father told me one time, if you don't feel that struggle, maybe they're happy with you. And we don't want that. Right? So don't get ashamed of the struggle. Insist on being with Christ, who also struggled, and that he will save us.